views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
All right, welcome everybody for another wonderful week of Angels and Answers, and you're with Sky and Artie Hoffman. And
hi, everyone.
Sky.
Nice to see you back. Good. How are you, Artie?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling much better now. You want to know something? A lot of people always ask me, because usually my energy is way up there, and I usually think positive. And most of the times I am. And it's not even pretend, but it really is. And we all have those moments. I mean, even myself, like the last few days, or actually within the last week, I've just been like very agitated. And like the energy is weird. And I know people could understand what I'm talking about. It's like you don't even know why, but it's just like the energy is weird. And it's like you're just upset. Yeah. And, you know, and yeah, it's like you can't control it. And I'm trying to go with the flow, and it keeps coming at me. And it's like, yes, you know, I get agitated just like everybody else. And,
no,
you know,
no.
Go figure. And
you're the most calmest person I've ever, you compliment me beautifully, because I can be rather on the edge at times, as you know, and you have just this way about you where your energy is so melodic and it's so energetic. And it really settles me. That's what I love about you, Artie, besides some other things, but really. And when you get stressed out and you feel like this, it really bothers me, because I know you and I know how you are. So when I feel that energy of what you're putting out now, I get worried about you, you know? Like I said to you this afternoon, I said, what's wrong? Something's up, you know? And it's just, I guess, a combination of everything hitting you at one time, you know?
No, it was really strange. Three people, including yourself, Sky, three people just out of nowhere gave me a call. And these were other people I haven't spoke to in a while, and said, Artie, are you okay? And it's like, yeah, it's just interesting how it's like, you know what, you know, day go, you know, goes in and out. You know, you do your day, you do your thing. And, you know, sometimes you don't have time to think. Like, I am totally not one for self-pity, because self-pity stinks. It does. Anyone who dwells in self-pity, you're only holding yourself back. And it's important. Yeah, it's important to you know, listen to really good music or comedies, or just to go for a walk on the park or in the park or on the beach. It's really important to keep your senses alive. And you know, there are times where you can't, because you have to deal with a lot of stressful situations at the same time. And so therefore you have to do something, you know, like at the end of the day, you got to treat yourself to something, you know, whether it be a good bubble bath or a walk or something.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. You know what I do? I know this sounds a little peculiar. I have a beautiful hand drum. I'm American Indian, so I have this beautiful hand drum. And when I feel myself starting to have the day get to me and I'm feeling not grounded and I don't know what's 100% wrong, I take my drum and I sit in the middle of my family room and I just beat it. And after I'm finished for about 10 minutes, I get this rejuvenated, revitalized energy about me. And I believe that's Mother Nature coming in and giving me a special kind of medicine to cure me from whatever negative waves I'm being hit with. I suggest that.
Yeah, it's better to beat your drum than your husband or your kids.
I've tried that already.
A lot healthier. Why are you hitting me?
That.
I want to feel better.
I tried that.
I need to feel better.
Give me a honey. Give me the frying pan. Boom, one day. Yes.
That's
I
too
like
funny.
To my grandma a little bit. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And my husband's a great guy. I mean, he's so easygoing. God bless him.
You know, and you and I, we both definitely beat to our own drum. You know, with no question, we definitely beat to our own drum. You know, I've always been told I'm unique, I'm different, and I'm just me being me. I'm not trying. I'm just me being me, and I know that's you also.
Yes, it is. And we need a certain type of person to be with us who really could understand how we are and how we roll. And it isn't put on. It's just completely natural. And it's takes a lot to handle a relationship like that. You have to have somebody who's very unique and very understanding. Because, you know, it could be in the middle of the night. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm jumping out of my sleep, shaking him. Did you see that? Did you hear that? You know, and poor God. Oh, my God. Was that your grandfather? So, you know, so I know that it takes a very unique type of person to not only embrace those crazy things that we do, and to some people it might be crazy, but to us it's the norm, but also to love the person besides. And
you want to know something? Just because you're different than others doesn't make you wrong. Because a lot of times when people think of the same conscious level, it doesn't make it right. All right? And if you're feeling different, it's okay to express your own thoughts, your own uniqueness. It's very okay just to be who you are. I mean, so long as you're not directly, deliberately trying to hurt anybody else. But I'm saying, just for you being you. Because a lot of people get offended and get upset when you are stepping out of other people's comfort zones and making other people feel uncomfortable by your actions or the way you are or the way you think or, oh, my God, there he goes again or there she goes again or, you know.
Yes.
But if you're happy and it makes sense to you, then you continue to live your life like that and allow yourself to try to attract other people who think more like you. And sometimes it takes a while to get those people in your life, but, you know, but it happens. But what I wanted to say is that this week's topic, which is, I feel, a great topic, that love could bring you to your highest highs and love could bring you to your lowest lows. And what I've experienced by reading a bunch of people, a lot of people have given their heart and soul to their loved ones of the past, you know, partners of the past. And because they were hurt, because they were cheated on, because they were blasted emotionally, physically, verbally, whatever, it stopped them from allowing themselves to re-love again, to allow somebody else wonderful into their life. They played life at they played love on a very low level because they're so afraid of getting hurt. And when you're playing life at such a, you know, when you're playing your life in love at such a lower vibration, you get very agitated inside because you start to become who you're not because you're in this protective mode. And that really stinks. And you have to allow yourself to open up again so that you could love again at its highest level, because to experience love at its ultimate all over again, or maybe it's the first time, but to experience at that level, that's like the greatest gift of God.
Oh, and absolutely. So that's what God's all about.
Exactly. God is all about love. You know, it's all about love. And that's what life is about. And you shouldn't allow somebody else of your past or even in the now to take that away from you. And the thing is, see, I've been married, this is my third time I'm married, and people say, God, didn't you get it right? Didn't you understand that? They say, what kind of psychic are you? As they say jokingly, you should have known this. But the thing is that when whoever you're with at this time of your life, that's who you're meant to be with. And when you say, you know what? This lesson is over. I've had enough of this kind of a person or this kind of a beating or this kind of emotional abuse or crap, whatever it is, you know. Right. And, hey, if it's great, if you have great love, then, hey, keep it going. But also know when the show is over. And so what happened was throughout the course of my life, you know, I've met, and this goes the same with everybody else, you meet people who are meant to be with you when you're in your teens, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s. You know, and some people will last a lifetime, and other people are just there for a short ride, you know?
Right.
But each time I was in a new relationship.
True.
Yeah, each time I was in a new relationship, I opened my heart wide open again because I love that feeling of being in love. I love giving my all-out best. And,
I do, too. This is the greatest feeling in the world, Artie. Just not have the emotional baggage that, unfortunately, we pick up along the road. I don't believe in putting up walls as far as love is concerned. I believe that people should look at love when they find it as a brand new experience and not look back and see what you've had, but go forward with all that vigor that you had in the first time and bring that to the next relationship, because I believe that everyone is different. You cannot go by your last relationship and judge another person by it. And what's most important, you shouldn't beat that person up for what the person prior to them has done to you. You have to go in with a clean heart and a clean soul and give it your all. That's the way I look at it. And it is beautiful being in love. I mean, it's the greatest feeling in the world, being in love.
It is. It definitely is.
Yes. I love it. I absolutely love it. And being married for 41 years, there's different stages of love. But you always have to keep in the back of your mind what triggered that love in the first place. And if you unfortunately lose that, I mean, I don't know what I would do if I lost that. But, you know, what keeps my marriage solid is knowing that my husband is the same guy that I married 41 years ago. And although the stresses and the everyday problems come forth and you lose children and you lose homes and you work very hard, even though those things are detrimental and they're disasters in your life, I felt that through my life, those are the things that brought us emotionally closer together. But, you know, I look at everything in a different way. You know what I mean? And it's hard to look at. It's hard to get through those emotional, I call them an emotional bomb that life has to give us. But if you're with the right person, those emotional bombs will actually knit you closer together as one. And I've been lucky.
Yes.
I've been lucky. You know, I've been lucky.
No, you're very fortunate.
I am. I don't take my marriage for 21 years. Yes, love.
Hold on. Right now, we got to go to a commercial break. So, all right, everybody, stay tuned. You're going to be with myself, Artie, and Sky and I. And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit the Dr. Julie Show.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Welcome back, everybody. Sky, if somebody wants to get a personal reading from you, what's the phone number?
My phone number is 908-500-1474, and we'd love to hear from you anytime.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02, or you can just check me out at artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman. LickeyMousc.
That's so cute.
But here we were talking about again being in love. Now, my brothers are both with the same women like since forever, you know, since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. And for me, again, this is where I'm much different. Both my brothers, you know, we all have very good, I can honestly say we all have very good human qualities, good values, compassionate people. My brothers are great. They really are. I love them to death. And
if they're anything like you, that's very, for sure.
Yeah, they're very, they're, what was that?
I said if they're anything like you, then they're very lucky because you're an amazing
person. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. It's
thank you.
Truth.
Yeah, they live life more on a religious basis, but they're very people oriented and very compassionate and very heads up. And I'm definitely the person who thinks outside the box. And they've both been in their relationships forever. And for me, it's like I go for as long as the ride feels right for me. And, you know, always at the beginning, your intentions are to stay there, forever. But I'm the type of person that I grow. My life grows at such an accelerated rate that, you know, my life is constantly evolving and changing. And even though I've had a lot of people say to me, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you sure? Are you sure? The thing is, not everybody could appreciate you from where you stand, because not everybody walks in your shoes. You know, they look at everything from their perspective, which is nice, which is healthy to get other perspectives. But at the same token, not everybody fully emotionally understands you from your perspective. They don't walk in your shoes. So not everyone has a full understanding. And I do appreciate everybody else's thoughts and opinions. But at the same token, when I listen to everybody else, it's like the bottom line is, what feels right in your heart? And are you happy staying in, or are you going to be happier, you know, moving along? And so for my brothers, they lucked out. They happened to find people where they found the right person, and they've grown, just like you and your husband. I mean, I wish I had that from the get-go, and I could grow with somebody since the beginning of time. But for me, it was different, you know? It's like, all right, 10 blocks later, you're out. All right, 10 more blocks later, you're out, you know? And it's somebody else. You know, and for you,
you
it's like,
what?
No,
you
we're on this gravy train for a long time.
Well, you know what it is, too? I was fortunate enough to find somebody who was flexible and that did grow with me. You know, he is not opposed to any of my ideas, any of my thinking, and he will change his point of view if I tell him certain things and if I explain to him and show him. So I'm lucky in that way to have somebody come on my path where he gave me that stability and the emotional backing that I needed to put forth who I am and exactly who I am. But he changed. He's not the same 18-year-old guy I married. You know, he's changed spiritually. He's changed emotionally. Him and I have both evolved. And I feel that we've evolved together, which is the right recipe for me anyway. you know?
Right, for you, right, you grow, and there's a comfort zone. There's definitely a comfort zone. So a lot of people stay with each other. You might not be in love, but you love the person, but everything's going okay. And for some people, that's fine if that's what you like, and you're fine with that. But then, you know, with other people, it's not like that. You know, it's about, you know, are you complacent or are you really, you know, in love with the person? Are you still in love with the person? And can you still have fun? And can you still, I mean, every relationship has its issues and problems, regardless, even when things are going great, you're going to have your differences, and that's normal, you know? So, but, like I said, you're very blessed to be able to, be with the same person if you're happy, generally speaking, minus the little bumps and bruises here and there. But if you're generally happy with the person within your relationship, within yourself, and to still continue to grow, that's great. But like I said, for my past experiences, it's like I've been in relationships before, and you know, certain people bring certain things to the table for me, and a lot of times people end up staying in a relationship when they know they shouldn't be staying because they're in love with the person who that person used to be, and they're saying, I know that person still exists, I know that person, but a lot of times it's not because they've changed and they're not the same person as they once were, the person you fell in love with. Or you grow, or you grow in different ways, you know? You grow into, your values could change, And your thought process could change, or you meet different people. And that's fine. That's fine. But to try to make your partner think like you, if it's not within them, or for them to make, you know, and vice versa, it's not right. You know, if you're trying to change each other and they're not happy or you're not happy with these changes, then it's like, you know what? All right. So it ran its course.
Exactly. At the end of the day, the most important thing to remember is, am I happy? And if you're not, it's time to leave. It's absolutely time to leave. I know that monetarily, we both could survive without each other. That's not a problem. But spiritually, I could never survive without him. And I'll tell you why. Because he gives me that little extra push of strength that I am lacking. And he knows what I need, and I know what he needs, and together we make a perfect salad. I'll bring the cucumbers, and the lettuce is there, you know. We make a perfect salad. We're not happy all the time. That's just not nature. You know, we both have our disagreements. But at the end of the day, if I can't live without you because I love you that much, then I know you're the right guy for me.
I mean, that's fantastic. That's really great. You know, there was a point that I wanted to get across, and I forgot. It was a really great point, too. Shoot, it came to me and left. I'll probably think of it later, though. But what we're going to do is I want everybody to listen in, because if you want to call in to get a read, because Guy and I, for the rest of the program, whoever calls in, we're going to start to read, all you beautiful people out there. And the number is 800-930-2819. And Sky and I will give our insights and our thoughts
I believe we have a lovely lady from Iowa on the line waiting to speak with us.
No,
Indiana?
Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. Sorry.
Iowa. You have the I right.
I knew it was an
eye. Yeah, but we're going to take, because we're going to be gone. Yeah, but we're going to be gone for a commercial break. And when we get back from that commercial break, we're going to take care of Jill from Illinois. So, Jill, you hang on. Everybody else, you hang on. Sky and I are going to be right back. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You want to know something, Sky? I remember what I wanted to say. Thank you for sending me all that good energy. The biggest mistake that people do when they're in relationship is that they bring their baggage from their past relationship, like you were saying. They bring the past relationship baggage into the relationship they're in now, and they end up being very defensive or treating their partner as if their last partner was still in this relationship. And that's the biggest mistake. And like you said, you have to give everybody their own merit for who they are. And the analogy that I use with women when I speak, you know, when I do readings, I said, if you and I went into a restaurant, we had really bad service and the food really stunk, and then we went into a different restaurant the next day or the next week, you can't go yelling at the waiter, you better not do this because the last people did this and the food came out crappy. This has nothing to do with this person, has nothing to do with this restaurant. They're totally different people. And a lot of people have a habit of re-beating up or re-going back to those old ways, that old negative thought process, and bringing it into their new relationship. And,
absolutely.
You know, yeah. And so then a lot of times when after people get out of a horrific relationship, a really bad marriage, a lot of times I've heard this, I am never getting married again. And what I say to them when I see it in my mind, I say, I've said to people before, I said, yes, you are going to get married. Oh, no, I'm not. I don't want that. I said, no, you don't want to get into a relationship that you just ran away from. I said,
right.
But what you would love and appreciate, I said, if you were to be with a guy who was very loving, very affectionate, you know, financially, you know, self-sufficient and a good man, a good character, why wouldn't you want to be married to somebody like this? You're not going to want to let that person go, whether it be a man or a girl.
Right, exactly. A lot of people bring three to the relationship and sometimes four or five. If you've had,
hey, that's not bad buddy, sometimes, baby.
It all depends
whatever
on
your
who you're
pleasure is.
That's right. Brunettes, redheads, blondes, you know, whatever. Whatever your pleasure, baby. Right. But right now we have a very patient, listen, we have a very patient person all the way from Illinois or Iowa or one of those I states. No, it's Illinois.
Oh.
Hey, Jill, how you doing, sweetheart? You still there?
Hi, Jill.
Yes.
Hi,
Thank
Jill.
You. Hi.
How are you, sweetie?
Do I ask a question? How does this work?
Yeah.
It works just like that. Whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, I come from an extremely toxic family, and I've been doing a lot of healing, and I'm ready for new beginnings. Do you see any soon, and do you see me having to move?
Well, first of all, don't sell your gun. I'm only kidding.
Really?
Don't sell any of your guns
Seriously?
Or your ammunition. You're going to need it. All right,
you know,
hold on.
If I might say something.
Go ahead.
I'm seeing that you're working very hard to get out of the toxic relationships that you had in your childhood. And you're doing a great job. Don't push yourself. Don't look for love. It'll find you. And I truly believe when love does find you, that everything will be wonderful because you are so, you have it in the forefront of your mind. So you're going to make sure that none of that leaks over into the relationship with this new person. I do see you moving. Absolutely do. It's going to be a little bit of a hassle, and you're not going to really want to, but in the long run, it's going to be phenomenal. It'll be a great move for you. I see really good things, and around that same time is, I believe, when you are going to find love. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And you're doing all your homework right now, and that's wonderful. I'm really proud
do
of you.
Do you see me having to move or choosing to move?
I think you're going to what I'm hearing,
I think she's going to have to move. However, you're going to choose to move in the end. You're going to be put in a position where you can or you can't, but you're going to decide to move. It's going to be a
okay. I was picking up she's going to be choosing to move. But what happens is that a lot of people are so afraid to move out of their relationship, even when it's toxic. They're so afraid to go through the transition of the changes and all the inconveniences. And so what happens is that a lot of people choose to stay. And what I'm saying is stop growing comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Right.
And so the thing is you need to have a dream. You need to have something to go to so that a lot of people just stay in this mode of just surviving their life. And they do this on a day-to-day basis. Without thinking like there's no way out. And the thing is, if you're building up a plan, an island, a dream to go to, then you could deal with the now. You could deal with the now much easier knowing that this is just temporary. But if you don't have if you're not creating yourself a better place to go to, you're going to be staying stuck on a Rikers Island. You're gonna stay stuck until you start to say, you know what, this is my dream, this is what I want. And when you start creating a specific place to go to or a specific dream that you want to go after, once you start creating that, then your life is going to start to move. But without a dream, without a place, without a desire to want to better yourself, even if nobody else is on board, if that's what you want, then that's what you need to do. And sometimes if you need to be, you know, alone at doing this, if that's what it's going to take, you know what, then clean house, and that's what it takes.
Yeah, I think you're going to be a little bit put out with the with having to move, but you're going to embrace it, and you will, in the long run, have said to yourself, this was the best thing I've ever done. Because
you're going to wish that you've done it a long time ago.
Absolutely. You need to once in a while shake up the balls. You know, like it's great when you shake up the balls because so many things happen at that point. So many different roads are open to you. So many different people are open to you. And right now I believe that you're stuck in like paralyzation mode. You know, everything
yes.
is just going along. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. What you need now and the best thing for you to do is what I'm receiving from Spirit is shake up those balls, Jill. There's so much more out there that you don't even know about yet, and it's coming great.
Don't be afraid to go after what it is you really want.
My move will be a choice.
Yes.
Pardon me?
I'm getting eventually. Yes, it's going to eventually be a choice.
Yes.
It's going
yes.
from. There's a difference between have to and by choice. But you want to know something? If you don't make the choice soon enough, you're going to be put in a position where I have to. But the ultimate best way is by you making it your choice rather than putting yourself in a position where I have to. Again, stop becoming complacent or satisfied with just what you got because it's not working
right.
for you. Your ultimate goal is to be happy.
Come out of paralyzation and put yourself in that little bit of uncomfort zone. But as soon as you do step that one foot into that slightly uncomfortable zone, you're going to realize that that's where you should have been all along. And you're going to start changing the ways of making decisions. And things are going to work out really well for you because I just feel that you have so much to offer and so much love to give. And I feel as though you're stifling yourself. And there's no need for that.
The people around you, they're not even on the same page as you. They're not.
No.
You are definitely one that thinks much differently than the people that are around you. And right now, the biggest thing, the biggest energy, fear, that negative energy and fear is such a strong energy, and that is what's holding you back.
Yes.
And fear is nothing more than an illusion. Now, I know it's easier said than done. I'm fully aware of that. But the truth of the matter is, once you break past those fear, you need to stop giving a crap. Seriously, when you stop, you know what? I don't even care. When you just are so zoned in, sometimes it takes extreme anger where I just don't care, or sometimes it's like, you know what, I don't even care anymore, and you just do it, and you're not afraid to lose. When you're not afraid to lose, that's when you're going to start to win.
Exactly.
Okay.
I agree with that. Do you have anything else you'd like to ask us today?
Yeah, why do my sisters, why they just never let up? They're just terrible to me. What is in it for them to be so terrible to me?
Did you ever hear of that little word called jealousy?
I was about to say the same thing as jealousy.
What did they
jealous
of?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You may not think you have anybody has anything to be jealous of you for, but because of your personality and your nature, just that alone can make someone jealous of you. And that's really a compliment, if you ask me. You know, and I wouldn't take any of their baggage and let that sink in. You know, that's their bag. Let them just have it. Don't let that affect you. Just step right over it like it wasn't even there. Because, you know, people know that when they hit on you in a negative way, they're going to hit special buttons that are going to resonate in your mind, and it's going to stop you, and it's going to make you think. So it's a control game. Don't let them control you. Don't let anybody control you, honey. You do what you want
to do. Yeah, they're not going to change. They're not going to change either.
Artie, what
so
do you
it's how you choose. It's how you choose to handle it and put yourself in a better place. But rather than being on their emotional stage of bullcrap, seriously, rather than standing on their emotional stage of all that weird way of thinking or their negativity, don't be on their emotional stage. Just look at them and view them as if they are a bird with a broken wing. And send them compassion, like, I can't believe you think like this. I can't believe this is the way you are. But do not make yourself a part of that. And even though they're family, they choose to create this negativity, and you don't have to be a part of it, even though they're family.
Right.
So if you're getting if you're getting disrespected, whether it be in your relationship, whether it be with your kids, whether it be with your siblings or your parents, you know what? Step away, because nobody deserves, well, maybe some people do because if they're being arrogant. But when you're trying your best, and they're still being rude and disrespectful, screw them. Seriously, screw them.
Walk away.
And just walk away. Walk away. Exactly.
Artie, what do you think they're jealous of?
I'm sorry?
What do you think they're jealous of?
Were you the youngest?
Yes.
That's all right, because believe it or not, it goes what Sky was saying before from early childhood. It had to do with you getting more of the attention, and you took the attention away from them. And they're they're just very competitive people. That's their nature. And so rather than embracing you and having fun with you, they looked at it that you were taking attention away. Was there somebody who was an alcoholic? Because I'm picking up something with drugs or alcohol.
It could be my oldest sister. She doesn't live by me, but it could be. I know my other sister appears to be on Facebook. It appears to be she's been drinking often.
Okay, because this is what I was getting. I was getting a lot of lower vibrations around you. And you want to know something? They're stuck, and you're not. And even though you'd like to have a family, an embracing family, they don't allow it to happen. And when they don't allow it to happen, that's when you make your friends your family. And there's nothing wrong with that.
They don't allow it to happen.
Jill, that's enough for anybody to kind of person, you know, they see their other sibling happy or not stuck in a situation of any kind of physical abuse, of drugs or alcohol, any kind of abuse, and, you know, they say, oh, wow, what's so different about her? Why didn't she get involved with this? How was she handling what happened to us when we were younger, and how come I got myself hooked up into this mess? And that's enough. That on its own merit is enough to be jealous of you for. So I feel
today
that,
is also the anniversary of both of my parents' deaths, but they died 21 years apart.
All on the same day?
Yeah, well, within 3 hours of each other, 21 years apart. Today's the anniversary of their death. Isn't that weird?
Why am I?
That is.
Yeah, it is. Why is it? You want to know something? It's just one of these stupid things that I've remembered. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. This one lady, unless it was broken, I've read it years ago, this one lady had 5 children, all born on April 15th, all born in different years.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Is that crazy
That's
or what?
That's calculations.
Yeah.
That's wild.
You're not kidding. Talk about consistency. But
really?
Yeah, no, it's weird how things just work out in full circle. It's very weird.
Jill, do you feel that their negativity is based on your parents' death and that they feel that you're not doing something right? I mean, I don't get that.
Part of it, being the youngest, you know, what they don't, you know, my needs never got met. I didn't get anything either. My oldest sister had to be the only child. She had to get it all. I was the one who got abuse from everybody. I was my father's punching bag. In a way, I almost had it worse than they did.
Let me explain something to you. It makes no difference, even if you got very little, next to nothing. Just the fact of anybody else stepping in, getting any kind of attention, and they would say, "But that should have been my time. That should have been my time." Even if they're just changing their diaper or feeding you,
right?
They were constantly taking. You know, I understand you. We understand you, but from your siblings' point of view, it was all about, see, because if you asked your sisters, they would say, oh, no, it wasn't like that. I'm not saying I'm agreeing with them. I'm just telling you they definitely have a different perspective than what you have, because everyone's looking at it just from each other's point of view.
Right. Well, I had more time with my parents because I was enough younger to do that.
Oh, my God.
Right. You know what I'm saying.
Right. And that's it. But, Jill, you want to know something? It was a great pleasure sharing time with you over the air.
You both were excellent. Just excellent.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot for tuning in.
We appreciate it. Yeah, we send you our love.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, honey.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Guys, so many people go through such havoc with their siblings. And,
I know.
It could be the oldest child who gets a divorce, or the middle child who's caught in between, or the youngest who feels like they don't have, you know, enough attention, or the youngest child's trying to play catch up with the middle and the older children because, you know, they're younger and everybody else is already driving. Everyone else is already out to go out with their other friend. I mean, I was very jealous of wanting to hang out with my brother's friends. I have two brothers, one's 5 years older, one's 10 years older. And I always wanted to hang out with them. And they were the cool people. And my brother said, get the hell out of here.
I hear you. I have four kids. I know all about that.
They did not want me around.
I know. It's so funny that you bring that up. I do have, I have four kids, and I see that. I see that with my children. Everybody thinks that they're getting slighted. Everybody. I mean, as far as we're going through a situation right now, one of my last child is getting married. God bless her. And, she always brings up, you did more for this one than you did for me. You did more for that one than you're doing for me. But really, I'm not. It's all the way they perceive it, you know? I'm doing the same exact thing that I did for all of them that I'm doing for the last one. And actually, if you want to know something, truth be known is I'm doing it better because I've had so much experience and practice. You know?
Yeah, no, I understand it. Yeah, of course.
It's just
of course.
Something they have to work out. They have to work out. It's just something they have to work through.
The bottom line is you do the best you can with what you got. And so long as you know you're doing the best you can under all circumstances, again, you can't always please everybody. You can't.
Right.
It's not realistic thinking you could please everybody all the time. And, you know, I keep on picturing a turtle coming out of its shell. And the reason why I'm seeing this is that when you're with somebody who you really care about, this is the time where you're allowed to express your true feelings and not get jabbed and not feeling you're getting jabbed. Because if your partner jabs you when you're trying to be open and honest and vulnerable and they're jabbing you or they're not taking your feelings into consideration, you're not, in my opinion, you're not in the right relationship, or you need to go to counseling and try to fix this. Because a lot of people, I say to them when I counsel them, I say, you want to know something? You have two choices. Either you do something about it to fix it and make it better, or you get out.
Right.
Rather than just staying stuck all the time.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. But a lot of people in that situation don't see that far unless they do have counseling. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't see what they're doing wrong or what the problem is. They're not focusing on that. They're just focusing on the negative of the situation and not how to get themselves out of it because they think they're right. You know what I mean? Which is hard. Go ahead.
Everybody loves differently, okay? Now, a lot of times people get offended when somebody expresses love to their partner, but their partner isn't reciprocating in the way that they reciprocate. They might do it in a different way, but yet that's their way, or that's the best that they can do because that's all they know about love, or that's all they feel comfortable with, or that's what they were taught. And it's not against you. And you, as a partner, you need to either learn to accept this, and if it's not good enough, then step out. But, you know, some people cannot change because, well, I did this for you. How come you're not doing that for me? And it stinks when you're in a relationship and you start to do things based out of obligation rather than out of love. Because when you start perform out of obligation, then, again, it's not fun at all.
Oh, I agree 100%. And a lot of people do get
and people become resentful. People become very resentful.
But you have to work at something. You have to work on your partner's love that hard. And he's not telling you what you believe is love. And that's another thing. You have to take some kind of responsibility on showing that person what your feeling of love, expectation of love is. And if they do love you, they'll get to understand where you're at. So I can't blame you so much. I can't blame the person so much. I blame it as it's like a two-headed sword. The person that you're giving love to should realize what your needs are if they care about you that much. And you should be able to love that person enough to see that that person is actually trying to put forth what you want. And if it's not 100%, well, you know what? Nothing in this world is 100%. You know, you have to
might be damn close.
Might be.
But you want to know, I always tell people, if you want to make your partner feel special, give them a gift just because. Do something special for them.
Yes.
Just because, not because it's Valentine's, not because it's the birthday or Christmas or anniversary or whatever, but when you do something for somebody and also expressing appreciation, it goes a far, far way. But when you're giving yourself, you know, to your partner and you're doing something special for them, you're thinking heads up, it makes that other person feel good. Now, a lot of times there are people who are like that on a regular basis and it's not being reciprocated, so therefore, they feel hurt. So then while you're doing this, you have to say, you know what? So long as they're doing other things to show you that they love you, if that's their way of love, then you need to learn to accept it. But again, you need to realize, is this really what I want in my life? I know that they love me. But if you don't have open communication with each other where one person's a communicator and the other one isn't, most of the times the relationship will not work out.
That is
it won't.
So
otherwise, and if you do, And if you are, like arrogant enough or wild enough to stay in a relationship like that, and you remain angry and upset every day of your life because they don't communicate or they don't care or whatever, then you know what? It's your fault also for staying in a relationship like that. You know what they're
That's
about.
Correct.
You know what the chemistry is all about. So you know what? Crap or get off the pot.
This is true. And I've had many readings where people have asked me, do you see my relationship going anywhere? And I always tell them, well, you know, if this is not happening, if you're not feeling this, and this is something that you've really put your best foot forward and you're just not going to change that person's makeup, and you've got to make a really hard decision whether you want to be in this relationship or not, you know? And if the pros outweigh the cons, then stay. But if the cons outweigh the pros, boy, I would say run for the hills, because it's never going to get better, because leopards never change their spot. What you are,
right, exactly. They are who they are. And unfortunately, a lot of people stay in their relationships for the wrong reason, and a lot of it's because of the kids. Now, a lot of times people are codependent, whereas one person doesn't have money or the resources, where the other person makes the money. So therefore, they're feeling stuck, and it's like, well, what am I going to do? So this is where you need to really treat yourself well. This is where you need to, you know, start searching out for new friends and all. So, but Sky, you want to know something?
Right.
Our time is winding up now, and God,
really?
Time flies when, yeah.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it's already gone.
Yeah, it's already gone. But Sky, why don't you tell everybody, if anybody wants a super, super, super dynamite reading, you want to connect to your loved one who you haven't spoken to since they crossed over, go figure, Sky could connect you. Sky could definitely connect you. She's in the sky. She's already there. She's your go-to person, you know? What's your phone number, Sky?
My number is 908-500. 1474, and I would just absolutely love to hear from you guys.
That would be awesome. And this is Artie Hoffman. Call, I almost forgot my number, 877-ANGEL-02, or just go to artiehoffman.com. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. May your angels always watch over you, and don't be afraid to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and your angels. Just talk to them and communicate to them every day, and they will respond. And Sky, you're the best, and I appreciate you. And until next week, everybody. Okay, cool. Until next week, everybody, stay happy and stay healthy.
God bless you all. Thank you.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02, and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week. Saint Germain invites you to join him for 4 exciting days in the Art of Advanced Alchemy. Join his weekend intensive in Livingston, Montana, or on his worldwide broadcast May 1st through 4th. The master will share new alchemical formulas never before released. Experience Darshan with Saint Germain responding to questions on advanced alchemy, all to help you live with greater flow and ease in dealing with life. For details of Saint Germain's May 1st through 4th new advanced alchemical formulas, visit davidclewisclass.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol
cholesterol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like through. Wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.